Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Ison. Thank you for all that you do for everybody.
You got it, my man. How can I help?
In addition to the supplements that you prescribe in your book, which I've purchased and read and been on for probably a couple of years, I take a supplement. It's basically goji berry.
Okay, yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
Uh-huh, I am.
Okay. Well, the one that I purchase comes to me every month, mm-hmm. and it's terribly expensive. And in this economy where everybody's looking to save money, I just don't know if it's worth the expense that I'm purchasing it. And I've gone down to, like, the vitamin shop and saw the same product or similar product for probably a quarter of the price of this. So I was wanting to know what your opinion was on whether do you think it would be wise to discontinue this one and purchase it local, or do I really even need to continue to use it?
The goji berry product is, I mean, as a whole, the concept of it is good, but it's not life-changing like the promises are.
Okay.
So what are you looking to do? You're just looking for general health, vitality, overall protection of cells in the body, all that kind of stuff?
It was introduced to me by a neighbor that sold it, and he gave me a free bottle. And I don't know if it was coincidence, but when I started taking it, I'm an avid golfer, and I shot some of the best rounds of my life. And so I associated that with this.
Hey, look, man, if it's keeping you on the golf course and it's cutting down your score, I just drink it for that.
Well, that was then. My score fluctuates just like everything.
Of course
life.
It does.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, of course it does. Of course it does. Yeah.
I religiously do the cod liver oil, digestive enzymes, whole food multivitamins. I mean, I spend probably $120 to $130 a month on those
month.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen the benefits of them, and I can give testimony to your advice and your book. But I just don't know if this particular item is cost efficient or worth the benefits of the price.
I mean, I don't take it.
Okay.
And you know, I'm going to take the best of the best, and of course, I base everything that I take. Just know this. Let me tell you a couple of tricks, okay? These are a couple of keys when you're looking at supplements. I don't take any supplement that my blood work doesn't say that I need. I don't take a supplement that my neighbor tells me about. I don't take a supplement because Time Magazine said it's good to take. I don't read articles, and you know I read and research all the time. I don't, just because I read an article or a journal and it says this product is great, I don't take it just because it says that. whatever my blood work comes back with, when I do extensive nutritional blood work, which is critical, everybody needs to do that. And the blood work says that you're deficient in these areas. That's what you take nutritional support for. And that's really all your body needs. You don't really need to go much beyond that. The body's pretty amazing. And the goal is not to take a bunch of supplements. That's why, the Foundational Four, that's a given. You don't need to do blood work for that. That's a given that everybody needs those, kids and adults and everybody else. But the specifics, once you start going past those four, that's when you need to use diagnostic blood work and nutritional-based blood work to figure that out and to make sure that, you need the certain things in your body. I mean, there's no blood test to show you that you need goji berry, okay? But at the same time, you're going to find in there what areas your body are weak in, and then you know exactly what to take on that behalf, whether it's hormones, brain chemistry, liver function, heart, inflammation. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can find, it's the gold standard. So just so you know where I'm coming from, it's that, for my own body, which I'm kind of a fanatic about taking care of myself, but for my own body, for my own health, I base everything on the labs. I do. And so I encourage you to do the same thing. So, it's one of those deals that you just, when it comes to the goji berry, that kind of thing, you just don't get on a fad. Don't get on the wagon. There's a lot of claims out there. Let me tell you this. There's no one wonder supplement that's a cure-all. We're going to Henry now. Hi, Henry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I was wondering about the benefits of St. John wort. Make a long story short, my fiance broke off our engagement around January 4th.
Oh,
really traumatic after a wonderful Christmas time. It was really surprising and shocking. And my stepmom had talked about St. John's wort. I'd used it a long time ago. I just wonder what the benefits are for getting over depression or a trauma, like a shocking thing, like 1 week you think you're going to get married and the next week the world's turned upside down.
Let's back up for a minute. Man, I'm so sorry you've had to go through this. Let's back up for a minute. Why was everything great, and then why did she drop the bomb on you? What did she say?
Well, in one, the church I go to, they would say she was mirroring. She was saying I was being negative, and I told her how it was. I work for myself, and I'm pretty successful at what I do, but it's a lot of challenges as an entrepreneur and in my skills, and I was just telling her what I was apprehensive about this year coming up, and kind of told her a couple of my vulnerabilities, and then there were some things that were, just some little tiny things that, where she had a different viewpoint, like a fella had done some bathroom work and he'd not done it properly, and because he was a friend of mine, she said I should have not be negative toward him, but I said because he was my friend, I didn't make him do the job perfectly, and there was just some irrational talk or just some accusations and things like that that didn't make much sense, but then all of a sudden she broke things off. There's a couple of things like that, but at any rate, I was wondering about the benefits of taking St. John's wort for a sudden shock like that, like January 2nd, you're getting love letters that are wonderful, and January 4th, your phone calls are not getting returned, and you're being told a bunch of negative things about yourself.
Well, I've got an answer, I think, better than St. John's wort when we come back, okay? Hang tight, and we'll get back into depression, but more than that, about the key to that relationship, I think you need to know.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
help in 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. I'm going in the break, talking with Henry. Henry, you're talking about how going through a little bit of depression, you've been in love with this woman for quite some time. You were engaged, and over Christmas, everything was great. 1st of January, you're getting love letters, and then all of a sudden things took a turn. She broke the engagement, and you're just sitting there with your jaw wide open going, what in the world just happened?
Right.
And I know we're talking about St. John's wort, and what is it good? Can it help with depression? Yes. Answer is yes. But I really want to dig into something for a minute, because I just got a couple of questions, so I'm trying to piece some things together. So basically, you're an entrepreneur, and you voiced some things. You're vulnerable, voiced some things that were some challenges for you, and which you should do, getting to know the girl that's going to be your spouse. It's supposed to be okay to do that, and it's supposed to be the safe environment. And you're saying that she kind of knocked that a little bit, and then you had a friend that was helping you do some work, or work that you were paying?
Oh, there was a situation where a fellow replaced some stuff in my bathroom, and he didn't do it just the way I wanted. And she said, you don't even appreciate your friend doing that. I said, no, wait a minute. I paid him to do it, even though he didn't do it the right way. And it kind of led to a little leakiness in the bathroom, but the unit he replaced didn't cover up the floor like the unit prior to that. And I said, because he's my friend, I didn't take him to task, and I went ahead and paid him anyway. And she was saying, you're negative about this and negative about that. And I was saying, no, maintain it, because his friendship's more important to me than the work he did. I paid him, and I never said, well, you didn't do it perfectly, like a guy could have got, from some giant home repair shop or something.
Yeah,
there
I get
were
it.
A couple of things like that. And another one was, I said a prayer over dinner in front of my daughter and future son-in-law. They kind of had Christmas dinner at a fine restaurant here in town I live in Nashville. And they kind of rolled their eyes like I was embarrassing them. And she took me to task for that. And I said some stuff like, they don't really seem to have a problem with it. I researched it. Did you guys have a problem with it? But they probably did roll their eyes and act a little juvenile. And I told her, they say that they didn't have a problem with me saying the prayer. You said you saw them roll their eyes, and maybe this is your stuff. And I said, this is your stuff. The next thing I heard was the phone click.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm glad to see you kind of stand your ground.
Well, I think where I messed up was the kids probably did roll their eyes when I said a prayer at the dinner in a restaurant, and I was like paternally protecting my daughter,
So this was your daughter and her son?
My daughter and future son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
And they're not very religious. But, it was dinner at a fine restaurant. We were in a corner of the place, so I said a little quick prayer, like 10-second prayer. My girlfriend acted like, the truth was the kids probably did roll their eyes like, oh, God,
so
there's that saying a prayer, But
do you really care? Hold on a minute. Do you really care if they rolled their eyes or not?
At the point, my initial reaction was, I don't care if they did. I'm paying for the meal. If I want to pray over it, I'm going to pray over it.
Well, what I want to know is, from the perspective that I come from, the man's the leader of the home. It's biblical,
right?
You're not passing out marijuana at dinner and say, everybody take a hit. You're not telling everybody let's down some shots of tequila. You're praying over a meal. And my opinion is, I don't care if everybody at the table rolls their eyes. If you don't want to pray, then roll your eyes. I'm going to pray over the meal. I'm going to ask God to bless the meal and be grateful for all God's given us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't see them roll their eyes, but
doesn't matter.
I messed up with telling my girlfriend that I don't care if they did or not. And she felt like I had embarrassed her, I guess. And the fact is, they probably did, and I was telling her that was her stuff, and then that's when she got defensive and hung up. But
yeah, that's not your fault. That's not your fault.
Yeah. But a few days before that, I had told her some, just the challenges of the business I'm in and how things, business being off, and it's a new year and time to, it's going to be challenging this year, and I think she saw that as weakness or something,
Well, then the greatest thing that could have ever happened, I mean, is that she's gone. My gosh.
Yeah.
The last thing you, I mean, seriously, I'm just talking real to you. How long did you guys date?
From January 22nd till of 2010 until January 4th. And there was a breakup. She was in a terrible car wreck last July 7th. And right after that, I nursed her for 2 days. And then right after that, for about 4 or 5 days later, she broke up with me and stayed gone for about 4 or 5 weeks. And I thought that was post-traumatic stress syndrome, where she took it out on the person closest to her. You know, so I forgave her for that when she came back. But then this thing, we had the most wonderful Christmas, little trip to Chattanooga, and then time with relatives, and then the beautiful love letter to me on January 2nd, and then when I told her this was her stuff that she's worrying about on January 4th, the next thing I heard was the phone click, and she won't talk to me. She will text me, but she will not talk to me since January 4th. So I'm asleep. I'm going to bed, you know, trying to stay up and watch, like, the first part of watch the Tonight Show and maybe 15 minutes of some show after that and try to go to bed at 11:45, and I wake up wide awake at 2:30 or 3:45. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to get up and get with it at 7.
Yeah.
I'm just laying
there. You're not staying asleep. Okay,
yeah,
so here's what I'm telling you, though. The bottom line with this is it sounds to me like she's looking for a way out. The reality is, if she's been with you for a year and these little things are going on like that, then she's looking for a way out, and she's not as in as you are. It's okay, she's writing you these great love letters and all, but if she's that volatile and you're dating, brother, run for the hills, because it's not that kind of spontaneity to bail out. She's got a running mentality. It'll never go away. That pattern will continue. Worst thing you could do is get married. My thoughts, my opinion. I'm not even a relationship expert. But I'm telling you, St. John's wort, will it help? What would be better is vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, along with 5-HTP. That'll keep serotonin levels balanced so you can sleep. Something to consider and look at. But man, stay clear of that one. I'll always be here for you. Thanks.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know this. We're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. We've got calls coming up right now, lined up right now, 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, we're going to go to Sandra right now. But if you have questions about your health, you give me a call at 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra. Welcome, darling. How can I help?
Yes, I have a question for you concerning my eyesight.
Okay.
I'm having a serious problem with my left eye. It began with floaters in my eye, and my eye was red. And I had to have retina surgery, and I've also have had cataract surgery. But instead of it improving my sight is worse. I can't really read anything out of this eye. I can see large objects. Before, when it comes to reading, I may can see two letters in a word, and the other letters are blind. Mm. I can't see those. And I just want to know, is there any way you could help me with this?
Well, there's several things that can happen. What have you been doing, actually, though, to work on your eyesight? Talk to me. I mean, as far as from a natural side of thing goes, What have you done? Have you done anything? Have your doctors put you on a certain regimen? Have you done anything more on the natural side of things? Talk to me about the game plan.
Nothing. The only thing I do, I drink carrot juice. That's it. That's from it. Me, but my doctors haven't given me anything.
Okay, I got it. Well, vitamin A, and that's why drinking the carrot juice is great, because, I mean, vitamin A, beta-carotene, which is a kind of a secondary component to vitamin A, but vitamin A is the multivitamin of the eyes. And very, very good to get the carrot juice, no problem to that. But also, high levels of fish oil, such as cod liver oil, have naturally occurring vitamin A in there. It also has vitamin D and the good old omega-3 fatty acids. However, the vitamin A is just incredible for the eyes, all the way around from every aspect of it, too. And lutein is another component of vitamin A. Lutein is incredible. Tons of research. Many studies have been done with the board and the journal in ophthalmology where they have done research as far as lutein and eye health. And it just from a variety of perspectives, it helps tremendously in helping with the eyes. But the other thing, too, that we've been finding with some research is belladonna. Belladonna is a homeopathic or herbal remedy that they found that does great with eyes and the vision and helping the overall eye health. But the big thing is to make sure you stay with your ophthalmologist who's working with you, I'm sure, to do everything you can to support the eyes. The challenge is with the eyes is although the eyes in some areas can regenerate, they can get better. They can, I guess, the cells themselves can help regenerate. One of the challenges is that in some areas of the eyes, they can't. And so, like with glaucoma and with some other different issues within the eyes, there's a challenging component to that. So it, really what it comes down to is prevention, but it also comes down to slowing down the process, even though some areas might not be able to regenerate, doing everything you can to put proper nutrition in the body so that it can support the eye health. And I know it's a challenging thing. You're looking for kind of an answer to stop it or even cause it. There's only things with the eyes, though, from a nutritional perspective, that you can take and do to do more of the prevention and to slow things down. And some areas might regenerate, but there's no guarantee with that. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. All right, so the best, I guess, opinion that I would have or thoughts that I would have for you is to make sure you're doing everything you can every single day to bring health to the body. And that's by making the right lifestyle choices. The air that you breathe, water that you drink, getting plenty of fluids that don't contain chlorine and fluoride in them, meaning tap water. And making sure you bathe because, I mean, everything that touches your skin, well, 75% of what touches your skin goes into your bloodstream. So making sure that you have a good regimen laid out for your overall health. And getting plenty of rest, keeping cortisol levels down, stress levels down. Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced in your adrenal glands. Making sure that you have a good game plan all the way around is going to help you go from where you are to where you need to be. And that's what we want to help you do. And that's, I think, what would be a great asset to you is a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. You're going to get those at all the bookstores. It can be a great blessing to you. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We want to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body changes. Are you willing to change with it? That is the question. Jillian, you're on. How can we help?
Thanks, Doc, for taking my call.
You got it, man.
I was listening to you on the radio the other night. Mm-hmm. And there was a lady called in that was talking about environmental allergy.
Okay.
Is that such a thing environmental allergy?
No doubt about it.
Okay.
About it. And, I mean, everybody deals in it. We live in a toxic environment, first of all. So realizing that the air that we breathe has a challenge in it because you've got all kinds of, unbelievable pesticides. I mean, they fly planes over constantly that release pesticides and things over fields. And, I mean, literally, we live in a toxic environment. So to say that,
okay.
Well, histamine, let's backtrack for a minute. Because
okay.
When you're talking about allergies, there's you bring in the whole histamine component. Really, when you start talking about a toxic environment, environmental allergies, you're talking about chemicals. But really, the environmental allergies, more of the things like pollen and ragweed and those kind of things. If we break those components down, it's really more about the root cause of what's going on in your body. So you got two components. You've got the environmental toxins and then you've got your internal environment of what's going on inside of you. And when you talk about histamine, histamine is a substance that's produced from the basophils or the mast cells in the body. And people always think, well, this, you know, I've had allergies my whole life, and I lived in the South. And then I moved to Arizona, and my allergies just kind of went away, and I didn't deal with it. And, of course, you hear about people that live out in California, and they live in Utah, and, you know, they move to the South, like Georgia, and all of a sudden, in the springtime, there's yellow pollen everywhere. It's almost like people haven't even seen it to that level. And they've got hay fever, and their eyes are swelling shut, and they've got they're congested, and they're just miserable for, like, all of March and April. Well, here's the reality. The reality is they've just never been exposed maybe to that certain kind of allergen, or they've got a really weak internal environment going on. And see, that's the deal. The deal is if you produce a lot of histamine, you go get your allergy test done by an allergy doctor. But if you already have higher histamine in the body, you're going to test allergic to a lot more things if you have then rather than you have a, having a lower histamine reaction in the body. And the deal is the root cause of why we produce too much histamine is the inability to break down proteins in the body, and especially the wrong kind of proteins. Eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time causes us to produce a lot of histamine. And when you have more histamine in the body, the higher your histamine level, the more the environmental type pollens and allergens, when you come in contact with them, you're going to be a stronger reactor. For example, let's say you don't break down casein protein. Casein protein is the protein molecule that's in cow's milk. Let's say for some reason your body just doesn't break it down very well. Every time, but let's say you love milk. So you're going to you drink milk 3-4 times a day just because you love it, all right? But inside your body, every time you drink milk, the body has a hard time breaking it down. It struggles to break down the proteins. So cells work at a different rate in the digestive tract. And then, of course, but the cells that are formed by the foods that you're eating and that sort of thing produce more histamine. The mast cells and the basophils, they produce more histamine. Now you've got a high histamine level. Well, let's say you go outside and it's March in the South. And now you get into all the yellow pollen and you start sneezing and hacking and your person next to you doesn't. They're fine. They're looking at you like you're crazy. And why are your eyes running and why are you sneezing all over the place and why are you taking Sudafed every 5 minutes? Well, the reason is because some people, and granted, some people can eat terrible and not have that reaction. That is true. However, a lot of people, most people, eat the wrong kind of foods, they produce too much histamine, and if you eliminate foods, certain foods from the body, like gluten and dairy, gluten is a protein that's found in wheat products, if you eliminate those foods from people's diets, get them on a non-inflammatory type diet, like the anti-inflammatory diet, if you get them on this type of diet plan, and they eliminate these food sensitivities from their body, it's amazing what will happen to them. I mean, it gets them into a place where they feel amazing. They can walk out into the pollen and the allergens and the kind of more of a toxic environment and not even faze them. I know because I used to have miserable allergies when I was younger. I had to take allergy shots. I had to do all that when I was a kid because that's all we knew to do back then. And then as I got older, I realized, and as I studied and as I've learned, it just eliminated things from my diet, and I don't deal with that anymore. So it's incredible to see how the body can respond, to see how the body can react if you understand the basic physiology of the body and how it works. So understanding that, I would encourage you maybe to look into eliminating things from the diet, seeing how your body responds, using things like proteolytic enzymes, which help eat up the excess proteins. You take those in between meals, looking into hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride to help break down excess proteins, cutting out gluten and dairy. And looking into principles like that. I talk a lot about that in my 8-CD audio series, The 8 Secrets All Healthy People Know, and you can pick that up at drasaapproved.com. And it's just a great way to get kind of the extras that I talk about. You know, there's only so much time here to chat on a call, but that's why, you know, we put those types of programs together. But I hope that encourages you, and I hope it gives you, I guess, information to empower you to know that your health can get better, and maybe you've suffered with allergies for a while, but you don't have to forever.
Okay. Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your as well as the circulatory system. And also, the glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Are you tired? Well, let me say this. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? I hear a lot of people tell me that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm the one that says that. Well, rest may not be the best for chronic fatigue syndrome, believe it or not. A new study has come out, and they said that many suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome may believe the best treatment for their condition is a little R&R, but a new study shows that it might not be so. The largest study ever conducted to assess chronic fatigue syndrome treatments has concluded exercise and behavior therapy are the way to go when it comes to alleviating symptoms. The findings published in the medical journal Lancet say resting and doing less or pacing oneself and getting medical care just isn't enough to treat the symptoms. Participating in cognitive behavior therapy and graded exercise therapy can moderately improve outcomes of the disease. However, the British researchers recruited 641 chronic fatigue syndrome patients and divided the participants into four groups to test common treatments such as behavioral therapy, exercise, adaptive pacing, and medical care. And the cognitive behavioral therapy included counseling to address patients' fears, while medical care also included the self-help advice and drugs for insomnia or pain. Each of the four groups were assigned a certain treatment schedule to try for 6 months, and the first group tested medical care alone, while the remaining groups tried medical care plus one of the remaining strategies. The researchers monitor the patients up to 1 year to determine their progress. In the past, well, many patient groups have warned against exercise and behavioral therapy, saying these treatment options could be dangerous. The scientists have now found that all treatments tested were safe, but some were not effective as others. So a lot of things they're finding about chronic fatigue syndrome. One thing I've seen just through the years with people with chronic fatigue, it is brain chemistry related a lot. And the cognitive therapy, without a shadow of a doubt, can be very, very helpful. But the other is really looking at the biochemistry of the body, looking at how building up brain chemistry, certain neurotransmitters like acetylcholine and dopamine and a lot of the different brain chemicals, getting those balanced is one of the biggest keys for brain health, for fatigue, for the chronic fatigue, and your diet. The things you're putting in your body every single day, cutting out things with food allergies, and all those kind of things are just vitally important for getting the body back where it needs to be. And that's why laying around when you think you have chronic fatigue may not be the best way to go. 888-283-7272. Check us out at asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Gary.
Good evening.
Hey, welcome.
Listen, I've got two issues that I want to talk with you if you can tonight. One, a couple of years ago, I got this, like, perfectly round bald spot in the back of my head, not, like, on the crown. I mean, I'm getting old, but not that old. But the doctor had some funny name for it. It says a temporary condition, poked the little bald spot with a bunch of shots of a steroid, and it grew back in. And now I got another bald spot developed back there. The other thing, if you have a chance to talk with me about it, I've got like the world's worst case of short-term memory that you could ever possibly deal with. My fiance says I've got goldfish memory. And I don't know that it's getting worse as I'm getting older, but it sure as heck ain't getting better.
Yeah. Well, here's kind of the deal. The deal is, with our memory, as we age, we tend to lose our memory a little bit. However, it shouldn't be rapid and it shouldn't be sudden. Whenever it's sudden, you always want to think, you know, what is really going on? Do you have any major pathological going on? And that's why you probably want to get some blood tests done from your physician, get some basics. They can check blood chemistry. There's kind of some, there's different blood tests. You can look at acetylcholine, dopamine, your catecholamines, which is epinephrine, norepinephrine, and then also serotonin and GABA. And it's good to look at all those. Acetylcholine is the big one for memory, though. And let me ask you a couple of questions. Just, I realize you feel like you're losing your memory, but have you noticed any changes or anything different in your sleep patterns? Like, for example, do you dream when you sleep where you can remember your dreams?
I very seldom remember dreams. I don't usually sleep about more than 5 or 6 hours a night. 6 hours of sleep would be uncommon for me.
Okay.
If I sleep much longer than 5 hours, then my whole body just gets sore all over. It's like it doesn't want to sleep more than that.
Yeah, I got it. Well, if that's the case, then you're, number one, you're not getting enough sleep. I mean, some people say, well, different sleep for different people. It's not really true. We all need about 7 to 8 hours of sleep, really, to get the proper function benefit for the next day, to get the body recover, regenerate, all that sort of thing. So acetylcholine is one of the top, well, it's the number one neurotransmitter or brain chemical that causes one nerve to connect with another one. It's the communicating chemical, as I like to call it, between nerves. And we get low in it when we're under a lot of stress, whether our body's under a lot of stress, emotional stress, physical stress, life stress. It's unbelievable. The body really does have an impact, and especially the brain chemistry. But there's a lot you can do to rebuild acetylcholine. Number one, stay off the coffee. Coffee will deplete your acetylcholine levels. It makes you feel good for the moment, but at the end, it will lower acetylcholine levels. Certain foods will raise acetylcholine big time. Whole eggs, and that's organic, of course. Beef, nuts, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cheese, and yogurt. Now, there's certain supplements that can really help acetylcholine levels that you might want to look into, so you can check your health food store for that. But that's acetylcarnitine, vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, phosphatidylcholine, and huperzine. All of those are very beneficial at helping build up your acetylcholine levels. So you'll notice a big difference. I mean, one little thing you can do, lecithin, which is found in egg yolks, but you can get it as a supplement form. You can look into what it says on the bottle, but sometimes taking that before bed, there's good research on it, throws you into a deeper stage REM sleep and can help acetylcholine levels. So find somebody at your health food store to talk to about that. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.